Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will propose more than $32 billion in new spending money to fight the crime surge in America. The budget proposal to be released today will include $20.6 billion for the next fiscal year for the Department of Justice discretionary spending on federal law enforcement, crime prevention, and intervention. That's $2 billion more than last fiscal year. In a stunning moment during the 94th Academy Awards on Sunday, Will Smith went up on stage and hit Chris Rock after the stand-up comedian made a joke about the actor's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, wow! Wow!
Smith, accepting the Best Oscar Award in King Richard, later apologized to the Film Academy and his fellow nominees as tears streamed down his face. Smith's wife suffers from a disease that is common with hair loss. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Russia's communications enforcers told Russian media on Sunday to refrain from reporting an interview done with Ukrainian President Zelensky, and said it had started a probe into the outlets which had interviewed the Ukrainian leader. In a short statement distributed on social media and posted on its website, it said a host of Russian outlets had done an interview with Zelensky. Russian prosecutors said a legal option would be made on the statements made in the interview and on the legality of publishing the interview. Israeli officials are reporting ISIS terrorists killed two people and injured six in a shooting attack Sunday in the Israeli city of Hadera, about 31 miles north of Tel Aviv. The attack coincided with a regional summit in Israel's Negev Desert, where top diplomatic officials from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Israel, and the United States are meeting to discuss security issues. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pennsylvania senatorial candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz was fired from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition for political reasons. And Dr. Oz tells Newsmax this won't stop his efforts to get kids healthy in America.
It was a bit of a shock. I opened up my email, and Herschel had a similar experience, and both of us got these bizarre, terse letters from the White House. And initially, I thought I was being punked. I thought President Biden meant to fire Fauci, which is what I've been asking for. And then I thought, you know, he's playing political games. I mean, what a shocking priority to fire me when we've got inflation the highest in 40 years. We've got gas prices the highest in 15 years. That's the biggest concern that Pennsylvanians here have. The Ukraine crisis is heating up. And I got to say, I mean, I thank President Trump for appointing me. The President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition is a wonderful honor. I mean, it started back in the days of Kennedy and Eisenhower. It's an effort to help children. That's what I've done my whole life. And yet, when President Trump knows a thing or two about firing people, heard about this, he was shocked as well. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Dr. Oz and NFL great Herschel Walker, both Republicans, were fired from the council. Nebraska Republican Representative Jeff Fortenberry, who was convicted of lying to FBI investigators about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his 2016 re-election campaign, said he will be resigning from Congress. Federal law prohibits foreign nationals from donating to federal election campaigns. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And guess what? We've got our old friend Bob Oupre back with us. He's a political analyst, former congressman, and chair of the Colorado Republican Party, a dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer. He knows what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, and we're grateful for one Bob Oupre. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm better than I deserve, Bill. I hope you're all right, too.
Yeah, I am. By the grace of God, we're eternally grateful for that in the midst of all that we're seeing taking place around the world, something that you can't ignore. You know, if you want to be a pursuer of peace and national security, you have to be vigilant. And this is what we're learning about Ukraine, is that America took its eye off the ball for many years and saw the signs that were coming upon the people of Ukraine. They fed into this narrative, they appeased one Vladimir Putin, and now they want to act like they're surprised that this is the case. I think that's one face that they're showing to everybody, but behind closed doors, they're in glee because they've orchestrated this whole mess, haven't they?
Certainly invited it. It's very much as you described, and of course hindsight's always perfect. And now a lot of us can say, "Well, we saw it coming." But you didn't have to be a foreign policy expert. You didn't have to have a tremendous amount of experience in military maneuvers and military buildup as Putin's been doing, or in just studying his rhetoric. Mm-hmm. The signs were written all over it. If you'd have met this guy on the schoolyard playground, you would have said he's the bully, and
exactly.
Sooner or later a fight's going to break out. And that's where we're at.
I think to your point here, Bob, let me interrupt you because I want people to really catch this. This is really critical. I mean, we have people that we pay a lot of money to, the American money. It's our treasury. Our taxes pay for people whose job is to be on top of this. And just like we pay Dr. Fauci a lot of money, and you say, okay, why are we paying him more than the president? Well, he was supposed to keep us out of a pandemic. Well, hello, you missed it because we got overwhelmed by a pandemic. You knew things that you didn't share with us, and meanwhile, you still have a job. Why are we continuing to reward people that fail to do the job that we've paid them for?
Well, you're spot on there, too. But, you know, such is the state of government, I guess, these days. About the hardest thing to root out is an entrenched government bureaucrat.
Right.
We've actually got laws, labor laws, that you can't terminate anybody. It's insane. And, you know, back where we started from with this conversation, we've got a president, duly elected, I get it. But, you know, he screwed up Afghanistan. He's trying very hard to screw up the situation in Iran. China, Lord knows where that's going to end up. And we've got this situation with Vladimir Putin and Ukraine. And how many times do you say, well, that's not in our national interest? So the state of affairs on planet Earth are in our interests. Especially, you know, whether it's economic interest, whether it's our peaceful interest, whether it's our existence, this is what matters. And yet we've got a president who goes to a fundraiser in the last couple of days, hardly even mentions the word Ukraine, but the first words out of his mouth are that, look, the great existential threat to humanity, to us as Americans, is climate change. Well,
yeah,
of course it is, Joe. It's really
now, that's like the biggest threat in the military. Our pronouns right now. I mean, this is how goofy we are, right?
Yeah. Talk about taking your eye off the ball, Bill.
Exactly.
You know, it'd be nice if there weren't bad people in the world, if evil didn't really exist. But the reality is, it's been here ever since Adam and Eve. Evil is around us, and it's incumbent upon all of us to when we see it, say it, and get rid of it. The biggest problem, I think, that we can at least say with absolute assurance today, the biggest problem that Biden and company have with Ukraine is that they didn't act soon enough. We all saw it coming. Bring the hammer down. If you're going to impose sanctions, if you're going to turn the screws down on Vladimir Putin, he should have did it months ago.
Yes.
Maybe years ago. You said it earlier. It's been right there in plain sight for all to see.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know,
people of Ukraine and God knows who else are going to suffer mightily because
all the neighboring countries. I mean, you got 4 million people that are migrating out of their homeland. So what kind of impact is that going to have? But, you know, you don't count that as an offense against NATO, because it's these NATO nations that are taking them in. So now on a measure of technicality, you know, the NATO nations have to sit there and allow Putin to go and ravage Ukraine. And like you said, ignore the signs. I mean, Putin last year put out his manifesto, you know, as to what was going to happen. And meanwhile, on a couple of occasions, the Biden administration gave him more money, not to mention the fact that we decided to shut down our oil supply and then go to Putin and say, man, here it is. We're going to give you this windfall profit. We're cutting off all fossil fuels here in America. So we're going to come to you for oil. And on top of that Nord Stream thing that, you know, that mean old tweeter, Donald Trump, you know, canceled for you. Go ahead. You can have that again, the whole deal.
Have at it. Yeah, you get Nord Stream. We don't get XL. I think you and I talked about this before, but didn't we all celebrate the enormous accomplishment not many years ago of becoming energy independent?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who really thought we could do that? I mean, I've heard of that kind of pipe. We thought it was a pipe dream most of my life, and then we achieved it.
And
now along comes Joe Biden that cuts off our nose to spite our own face, and then you go hat in hand, begging Vladimir Putin and the Iranians and the Saudis and the Venezuelans to save us from our own stupidity.
Insane. Yeah. And
at the same time we're going through all this, the energy situation, the Ukraine situation, guess who we've got operating as our go-between, supposedly carrying our water with the Iranians at this nuclear diplomacy that he's trying to get any deal at any cost. The Russians.
Send in the Russians. Exactly.
God, you can't make this stuff up, Bill.
No, if you presented this as a movie script No, it's absurd. It's endless. Oh yeah, let's not talk, like you said, let's not talk about the serious issues. Let's talk about climate change that even, you know, in the most prejudiced polls will declare about 30% of America cares any two bits about climate change. 70% of the country could care less. I mean, even when they tried to sell this during the primaries, remember, in 2020, they're going to their own constituency, and even then, the best they could get, you know, from their own party was about 30%. And somehow they get elected. That's still a mystery for most of America anyway. But look, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up in there. We've got more from Bob Beaupre after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Thank you. minutes after the top of the hour, Bob Beaupre continues with us, a former congressman from Colorado and businessman. Bob, as we were saying before the break, the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, have no credibility. I mean, they continue to lie, they misrepresent, they're cheating, they're stealing at every turn. And then, you know, here recently, I mean, let's throw in the whole bunch of these generals and, you know, all this intelligence community that Donald Trump was maligned for not trusting 100%. But these were the same knuckleheads that said and gave information to Biden saying, hey, look, we reject that information on the Hunter Biden laptop. It is Russian disinformation. All those generals and all these, you know, these intelligent directors and everything that were given so much honor and glory, they discredited themselves, and we should never hear from them ever again, as far as I'm concerned, for lying to the American people, because now here we are, finally, the truth, because eventually the truth does come out. They're exposed for lying, because guess what? Now they realize, oh, I guess that wasn't Russian disinformation after all, that what was on Hunter's laptop was actually legit.
The chickens are coming home to roost. You know, it does frustrate some of us when you see people get away with, not only get away with, but be rewarded for lying and for deceit and for false narratives. We've seen it for a good long while now, but I think what we're also seeing in real time is the plummeting of the numbers, the support for Joe Biden, for the Democrats, for Pelosi, for Schumer, for the mainstream media,
exactly.
Over and over again. People are just saying enough. That poll that was taken, that vote that was taken in Virginia, was just that. People said, you know, when somebody tells me, somebody in authority tells me that I, as a parent, have no right to speak out about the curriculum that's being taught to my child in their school, people say, huh? That doesn't square.
Yes.
And you know, and then they show up and they vote, and now we got Youngkin as governor of Virginia. You know, that's why Joe Biden doesn't want to talk about Ukraine. He goes to a fundraiser and he talks about the existential threat of climate change. I doubt Zelensky and the Ukrainian people are all that consumed with the impacts on climate change of what's going on right now. They're concerned about life and death.
And Bob, they know Joe Biden. They know Joe Biden. I mean, how corrupt that family is. I mean, Hunter Biden, laptop or not, they know him just like the Chinese know him. He's been elite captured, as Peter Schweitzer has written about, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, here it is. She's the leader of the House. Can tomorrow say, we're going to look into the origination of COVID. But she can't, because she's owned by the Chinese, and she needs to protect her interests because her son and her husband are making big bank with their connections with China. So it's dirty to no end, Bob. It's no wonder that we're in the situation that we're in right now. And then again, as you and I were talking about, we hadn't heard from Dr. Fauci for a couple of months. And a friend of mine, I mentioned, you know, he puts out an ad and puts a picture of Fauci on the side panel of a milk carton. And I said, why did you do that? Because now they found him. And now he's back talking about future lockdowns and another, you know, another pandemic that's just around the corner. Oh, and coincidentally, it's going to be in concert with the midterm elections.
Yeah, hello. Speaking of people discredited, how about Fauci? I mean, my goodness. Strange times we live in, Bill. And I read a column the other day, Barry Weiss. I don't know if you know Barry or not. I'm finding I like what she writes more and more all the time. She wrote a lengthy column the other day. I think the title was Common Sense. It seems to be what is so terribly lacking. What's obvious, you know, the simple right and wrong, that makes sense, that doesn't make sense. We have to struggle these days to find it in the public square, whether that public square we're talking about is the media, our politicians, our elected leaders, you know, the noted authorities. When you get enough people like Fauci, coming out here just spewing stuff to be spewing it, to maintain his own semblance of false semblance of authority
exactly.
and power.
Well, it's like, I keep using this, because Dinesh D'Souza several years ago, remember we went to jail for a goofy political problem, that if a Democrat, it would have been a slap on the hand, but he told me, he says, in jail, what he learned was, he says, the cons never give up the con. And, that's interesting. And I said, and so when you watch these guys, whether it's Dr. Fauci, Hillary Clinton, go down the list, they never give up the con. The con keeps on going. And then what happens is the media is bought and sold, so they abandon their First Amendment constitutional right and service to we the people by not reporting on these issues. So they're bought and sold by their own ideology. And like you said, common sense has left the building. Bob, it's gone because of this ideological cancel culture that we live in that doesn't allow for a free exchange of information to say, hey, look, I don't understand this, but this kind of feels like, this past election is a little goofy. The numbers don't add up. We got 1,000 people with sworn affidavits saying there's something irregular that happened here. I mean, sworn affidavits, I mean, that's like if you're lying, you end up in jail for, doing that kind of stuff. It's kind of serious here. But no, even Bill Barr comes out with his book and says, there wasn't enough evidence there. Oh, and that's it? End of story? There, in your perception and the way you looked at it, that's the best you can tell me is that you don't see any irregularity? I mean, talk about liars. AG, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, for years has said there's no such thing as voter fraud.
Okay, don't go look here.
It's no...
No need to look anymore.
No.
I was getting pretty despondent for after the last election and for months thereafter. But I'm actually starting to get hopeful again, Bill. And the reason for my hope is I mentioned a little bit ago, the Virginia governor's election.
Yes.
What we're seeing in some polling data, what you hear when you just listen to your neighbors and friends talk, I think people are saying enough. I wondered if we'd ever get to the point of people rising up again and saying, oh, yeah, I read somewhere this is supposed to be government of, by, and for the people, not the other way around. Yeah. I think maybe we're on the cusp of the people rising up and taking control again. I hope and pray that's the case. Lord knows we need it.
Well, that's, barring, as Dr. Graham said, barring that we are in the last of the last days and, the dominoes are falling and we're heading, to that final chapter of Revelation, barring that, if there is no interruption and the people don't withstand, I mean, we'll end up there anyway. But we might be able to hold it back for a season, God willing. But again, it's God's timeline, not our own, because people are wondering, their sense of, like you said, those values. I've been saying for a long time, Bob, we got to return back to first principles. If we don't get back to first principles, which is, involves things like morality and truth, these important foundational building blocks to our society. If we don't reapprehend those, we're a mess, and we're already seeing it with the lawlessness and the rise of crime and drug addiction and the mess that our culture is being subjected to, that our kids are being subjected to. It scares me, Bob, to think if we continue like this, what kind of country are we turning over to our kids and our grandkids?
Yeah, we're praying a prayer in our church right now that kind of addresses that. It's a one-sentence prayer. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of it. And I think that's where a lot of people feel that sadly we are, is that maybe there's not much that many of us can do. We don't have the levers of power. And at some point, as Abraham Lincoln famously said, at some point do you find no place else to go but to your knees. And that country western song, Jesus Take the Wheel.
Exactly.
I hope and pray that we haven't exhausted his patience with us, the United States of America, a nation that he's blessed so repeatedly for so many years. I hope we haven't exhausted his patience and that maybe he can take the wheel again.
Well said. He's a former congressman from Colorado and businessman, Bob Beaupre. Thank you, Bob. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
God bless you. Take care.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will propose more than $32 billion in new spending money to fight the crime surge in America. The budget proposal to be released today will include $20.6 billion for the next fiscal year for the Department of Justice discretionary spending on federal law enforcement, crime prevention, and intervention. That's $2 billion more than last fiscal year. In a stunning moment during the 94th Academy Awards on Sunday, Will Smith went up on stage and hit Chris Rock after the stand-up comedian made a joke about the actor's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, wow! Wow!
Smith, accepting the Best Oscar Award in King Richard, later apologized to the Film Academy and his fellow nominees as tears streamed down his face. Smith's wife suffers from a disease that is common with hair loss. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A great way to bring in the day, huh? And we've got Dan Perkins to help us out with that, the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, and syndicated radio host himself. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, all is well. Don't worry. You don't need to come on stage and slap me. Boy, what an absolute mess, the Oscars. I mean, here it is. You know, I don't know. Where do you begin? But sadly, the culmination of it all for those that deserved awards is going to be, outstaged by what happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Sadly.
Yeah. And they did the Oscars management did respond to it was inappropriate and. But you know, is it truly an example of what's going on in this country? Is that we no longer can use our words now. We have to go to violence against people when they say something that we don't agree with.
Well, and I don't know. Like you said, there's Well, there's no excuse. I mean, when you hit somebody and it goes to that, it's over the top. And we'll see if the Oscars has the nerve to do what's in their code, and that is take away Will Smith's Oscar for what he did. And it's in their code that this is unacceptable, so we'll see what happens. In upstaging the whole event and doing what he did, and, some women look at it, well, he defended his wife and, you know, that sort of thing, and that it's been a rough year for the Smith family, a lot of attacks, and, you know, this is the nature of being in the limelight. I mean, you're picked on, that stuff can, you know, be heavy on you, and though we can have, you know, compassion, it's like Will Smith did not, I think, overall help his cause, because people want to look at him as the Prince of Bel-Air still. And look at the body of his work and say, wow, this guy, you know, he's really worked hard. And a bad moment like that, it's unfortunate, I think this could have an effect on his brand long term here, Dan. I don't know.
Probably more people read about it than saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The audience was down again, from what I can gather, in terms of viewership. But they're still trying to tinker with the format and what they want to do and how they want to do it. And for supposedly some of the most creative people in the world, they still can't get it right. And that's amazing to me.
Well, Dan, it goes back to what you and I have been talking about for a long time, and part of it is the cancel culture, and that is you're so ideologically fixed. We're already using only a portion of our brain, and when you become ideologically fixed, whatever portion you got left, you've maybe cut that in half. So now you're half as smart, even though you've got all this talent. You end up doing goofy things, and the impact that it has on the culture, like you said, what message does this send out, that it's okay for kids to go ahead, hey, I don't like you, said something about my girlfriend, so I'm going to slap you. But, of course, today it's much more dangerous than a slap, because the options that are available to these kids today, it's just very, very dangerous. I mean, this aggressiveness, this incivility that we find ourselves in right now, and sadly, Will Smith, yes, he apologized to the committee, but, man, I think he has to apologize to the culture, because he is an iconic, well-respected figure, and what he did in putting that into the political blood, I say political blood, or to cultural bloodstream, is very dangerous. I feel for him. I want to be sure that he woke up this morning and said, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. And knowing that a comedian is up there, and especially a guy like Chris Rock, who uses everything he can that's available in his palette to make fun of things, and that's his character, that's his nature, and to come out and cancel him so abruptly and violently is unfortunate. It sends out all the wrong message. But that aside, let's talk about, if we can, our vice president, who made this this statement, and people need to understand that this is the perception of the Democrats, the Democratic Party. She says they got what they ordered. What did she mean by that, Dan? They got what they ordered.
That she was basically on her high horse, telling the Democrats, don't complain about the things that we're doing, because we told you we were going to do it and you voted for us, so get over it. That's basically what she's saying.
Did they really, Dan?
Oh, no,
did they
really
tell the people? Yes.
No, they did not. They didn't tell the American people that gas prices would double, because Joe Biden wanted to shut down the pipelines and put restrictions on drilling and pumping. Their position was, we need to clean up the environment. We need to get to cleaner sources of energy. The problem that he didn't tell the American people is that we are nowhere near ready to have wind and solar. Wind accounts for about 6% of the electric generation and solar about 2%. Mm-hmm. You can't take away and shut down the coal-fired or natural gas-fired plants in the United States and expect that we're ready to have clean energy. It will be years, if ever, they will be able to take over. But they didn't tell the American people that. They were dealing with the woke culture and the new Green Deal and all of that was going to make it better. But they didn't have the capacity. And this is not only true about energy, Bill. It's true about almost everything that they put their hands on. Mm-hmm. They looked at the border.
Yeah,
President.
But Dan, let's hold off on the border for just a minute because I want to address what you just said. 6 and 2%, okay? 6 and 2% for wind or solar, okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Was there any indication by the science or otherwise that we were at a tipping point to where that 6 could be 50% or that 2 could be 40%? Was there any indication to tell us that that was on the near horizon?
No. If you think about it another way, everything that we've done since the beginning we started solar and wind energy has brought us to this point. In order to double it to 12 and 4, we'd have to double everything that we've done so far in all the time that we've been doing it. So the point is that it just doesn't happen overnight. But they don't understand. They think, Bill, because they think it's the right thing to do, they do it now and worry about putting it together or the details later. But that's true of almost everything they've done in their policy. They say we should do this, and so we're going to do it, but they don't have a plan to implement it.
They're going to will it into being. And has there been any indication in the history of the Democratic Party where they've been able to turn on a dime and will something into being like this? Anything?
Okay,
probably about the yeah, exactly, because it's not realistic. Probably the closest thing is we might say, they might say, well, look at JFK, you know, said we were going to go to the moon. Well, that was like almost 10 years, wasn't it?
Yes, it took 10 years for that to happen, not overnight. And you don't make the decisions to shut down the energy. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, though, that if you take away energy independence of the United States, we're going to have to go someplace else to buy the energy.
Exactly. Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Dan Perkins after this. 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something
something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, I don't blame you for being confused about all the messaging, you know, when you think about it, the messaging coming out of Russia and Ukraine. You know, it's fairly accepted that Putin is propaganda, is loaded with propaganda. Ukraine, because we see all the devastation that's going there, we want to believe Zelensky whole cloth. But, I'm saying, whoa, wait a minute here. You know, we need to be discerners of this. Even our own country and the narrative that's putting out there. I mean, don't you have the sense like maybe we're being set up for something that we don't know quite? I mean, it shades and memories of mass, you know, weapons of mass destruction, right? You're starting to hear those kind of rumblings, Dan, and it's no wonder people are skeptical about this. And then what's worse, it's, oh my gosh, this is like the days of Vietnam. If you question something, you're non-patriotic. You know, how right. dare you, you know, because of all that's going on. What people need to understand is that just like in Vietnam, just like in Korea, just like World War I and World War II, there is a timeline. And if you go and you study the timelines of each of these conflicts, each of these wars, there were things that could be done that were not done. Or there were bad decisions. You know, infamously, we talk about Neville Chamberlain and how he tried to appease, you know, that's common. But there were things before that came about. The Europeans just ignored. They just decided, well, we don't want to deal with Hitler. We think, okay, give him a way, whack away us. As long as he's not bothering us, it's okay. But even then, you know, we needed to be globally sensitive because of the way the world was growing. And here, in case in point, there were things that were happening. I mean, Putin is mounting up troops along the border. Did you think he was coming to Ukraine for a bar mitzvah or something? Give me a break.
Right.
You know, and but they chose to ignore it. And so now, because of the administration, again, this is where people need to discern what happened here and how this administration has failed us. And it's not just the administration, it's the Democratic Party, okay? This is what's wrong with the Democratic Party. They are disconnected from reality. They let this go. Nancy Pelosi took her junkets. She got to go to Europe, check all this stuff out. I think Kamala Harris, has she ever been to Spain yet? I know she still hasn't quite made it to the border, but she says, oh, don't give me a bad time. I've never been to Spain. I mean, I thought maybe she was going to sing Three Dog Night for us or something. But whatever. Anyway, it's just ridiculous, this stuff that's happening, how they ignored the signs along the way. And sanctions, yes, were good early on, but when the time to lay sanctions has passed, they're not the deterrent, even though you say it's a deterrent. Then you go, well, I never said it was a deterrent. But everybody else in your administration, so this is one big confusing mess, Dan, and I'm just praying that the people are discerning enough of this that they're weary and that they do the very thing that Madison said, and that is that we should always question our government. We need to question authority, right?
Yes. Yes, we need to do that, and we obviously have to question the information that we're getting from our media, because it's biased to the Biden administration and against the Republicans. And as you said earlier, if you disagree, you're considered to be a traitor.
Yes.
And we have, I mentioned to you when we spoke yesterday, just let me give you a couple of quote statistics that have come out. 40,000 Russian troops have either been killed, captured, or injured. 40,000. Mm. 123 planes and 127 helicopters have been shot down, and 586 tanks. And I'm not going to go to the rest of it. How do we know that? Because the Ukrainian Armed Forces says it's so, or NATO says. NATO says that somewhere between, now this is their number, somewhere between 7,500 and 15,000 Russians have been killed. That's the best you can do, is 7,500 to 15,000?
Mm.
If that's the best you can do, why are you putting it out? What's the point? The point is that the media is showing that the Ukrainian army is taking it to the Russians. And I have grave concerns that the reporting of these numbers, first of all, it may not anywhere be near accurate, but it will incite Mr. Putin to go even further. And, I look at things with different eyes. And when this thing started, do you remember how frequently the news media reported on this 40-mile convoy?
The truck convoy, the tank convoy you're talking about?
I'm talking about the truck convoy that was supposedly going towards Kyiv. And
yes.
By the way, when did the media decide to change that from Kiev to Kyiv? I don't understand that, but that's another story. Yeah. Anyway, I was an infantry guy, and you were a Marine, and you say, that's a 2-lane highway, there's 40 miles worth of trucks, and you got Stinger missiles. Why are you not just blasting the hell out of that convoy? Never touched it.
Exactly.
Never touched it. Number two, the major Russian gas and oil pipelines run through Ukraine. Did they blow up any of the pipelines to stop the flow? No. Why? They didn't want to interfere with the energy going to Eastern and Western Europe. But the reality is, they were making money too. The government was making money because they are a very significant exporter of the crude oil and natural gas that goes through. So our president went to the playbook of Donald Trump in how he treated and controlled Putin by saying to the Europeans, if he turns off the gas and the natural gas and the oil, we will resupply it. We will send container ships with natural gas to pump into your pipelines and oil to go to your refineries. And so there was no economic incentive or no incentive whatsoever for Putin to go into Ukraine because he couldn't shut down. He could shut down the natural gas and oil, but it adversely affected him. So what happens? What did Joe Biden say over the weekend? We're going to create a situation where we can resupply oil and natural gas to Ukraine. Well, the problem is we don't have it because he shut it down. So how is he going to honor that commitment? Is he going to go back and pay the price for saying we have to begin to drill and pump more in the United States? Or is he going to go to dictators like Venezuela and
Maduro,
to buy oil and natural gas to and turn around to ship to Europe? I mean, this again is another example of not thinking the process through, and so the American people now are expecting that our commitment is going to be to resupply Europe if the Russians turn off the oil and natural gas. But we don't have the resources now because he shut it down during his first year. So we're going to have to go to the open market and send American dollars to communist and dictator countries in order to supply Europe. I mean, it's again, another example of not thinking something through and then making a decision and then figuring out how we're going to implement it after you've told everybody what you're going to do.
And, of course, the Americans are going, I'm looking at $7, $8 a gallon of gas here. What are you doing for us? And if, in fact, he is to re-energize our own industry. See, this is when you need new management to come in. He has so destroyed the energy component of our country with all the bad-mouthing that he's done that there's no coming back because he's only got, what, 2.5 years? How does he tell? How does he go to the oil companies? So, forgive me, I messed up. You know, we're going to start, you know, taking the regulations off. We're going to make it more user friendly, and they're going to go, whoa, you know, do they really trust in that? Because what people don't understand, Dan, you do, is the million. I mean, we're talking mega millions of dollars of investment that has to take place by these oil companies. Are they going to be assured to want to make that kind of investment?
Right. No, it's absolutely true. And I look at it from the standpoint of and I've said this to you before on the show. Americans need to understand, if we have a magnificent victory in the midterm elections in November, where we get veto-proof control of both the House and the Senate, and I can hope for that. Mm-hmm. But even if we do, he's going to be president for 2 more years.
Yes.
2 more years. What are we going to be able to do, though we have control of the House and the Senate, when the administration controls everything else? And we heard from Barack Obama, when he lost control of the House, I don't need the Congress, I've got a phone and I've got a pen. And he's continuing to write executive orders to go around the legislative process. And it's just amazing. And yet, the polling data says that 40% of Americans approve what he's doing. Who are these people?
Exactly.
Who are these 40%? So I see rage in this country on many, many different fronts. And I was talking to an interview over the weekend, and the person was saying she was concerned that the turnout is not going to be as strong as they thought it is. And I said, you may be right, but I happen to think that it's going to be. There's too many issues that have got America enraged. And we could be at 10% inflation before we get to the midterm election.
Oh, without a doubt. I think that's reasonable to expect. We got to leave it there, Dan Perkins. As always, we appreciate your insight. Brilliant. Dan Perkins right here.
Thank you.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.